Okay, let me get your thoughts on something. Can I pick people out? Is that okay? Promise. Dennis. Good to see you, brother. Dennis, if you were a hamburger, would you rather be some old frozen patties reheated in the microwave, or would you want to be some fresh Angus beef?
I got to pick fresh Angus.
Fresh Angus beef, yeah.
It looks better.
Yes, it does. You're an Angus beef kind of man, aren't you? Amen, brother. Oh, who should I pick next? How about Stephanie, since you're right there? Stephanie, if you were a car, would you? Yeah, I should have. Would you rather be an old beat up jalopy, or would you like to be an exotic foreign sports car?
A beat up jalopy.
Oh. I believe you would. Truly an Israelite in whom there is no guile. And you would make that thing go. Amen. Amen. Otis, how do you feel, brother? If you were a car, would you rather be the Zonk car from the price from what is that show called? Let's Make a Deal? Or the foreign sports car? That's right, it's not either or, it's both and more. And you'll eat the Angus burger while you're driving. No, okay. Oh my goodness. Oh, let's go to the back. Go to the next one. Yes. Luke. If you were a house, would you rather be a tumble-down shack or a stately mansion? Cool. Cool. Dude, I think that would be you. Bob. Oh my goodness. Testify, brother. That's right. I am a dwelling place for the living God, a habitation of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Oh my goodness. Next one. Rachel. Rachel, if you were an equine beast, would you rather be a donkey or a noble steed? The horse, okay. The horse rather than the donkey. Of course. A horse is a horse, of course, of course. And no one can talk to a horse, of course. Unless the horse is the famous Mr. Ed. That's right. Go right to the source and ask the horse. He's always on a steady course. To Mr. Ed. Yay. All right. let me just take a mass survey. Who would rather be the donkey? Okay. You might have seen a horse fly, but you ain't never seen no donkey fly. How about the noble steed? Okay. Now, nay. I think Winnie would. Going back to the beginning, having made these choices, how many times, though, do we often feel like we're the old frozen semi beef patty? Donkey. How many times do we feel like we're the old beat-up jalopy rather than the new car? How many times, Bob, do we feel like we're the tumble-down shack, worn, weather-worn, falling apart, beat up, lacking, inadequate, unable to do its function correctly? How many times do we wish we were that fast, strong, beautiful horse, but we feel just like a... Thank you. You should be up here. Yeah, how many times? How many times? Anybody ever feel like the left side instead of the right side? Anybody? Wow. Huh? How did I get beef? You need to go to Five Guys Burgers and Fries. End of discussion. Tom, you can either edit that or make him an offer. You know. That's what I mean. If you've ever felt like the left side, if today you feel like the left side, particularly in terms of the kingdom of God, you wonder, how could God ever use me? I'm no mansion, man. I'm just a tumble-down shack. I can't even keep people warm. Wind blows through me. Glass is all busted out. Shaky foundation. Make a lot of noise when the wind blows. Can't even keep the shingles on the top. What could God ever do with me? Maybe you feel like that car with the windows all taped up, hood all bent and sticking up in the air because the engine don't run right.
That's my car.
can't keep oil in it, you know, just bless her, Lord. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Our provider. Thank you, Jesus. You know, you want to be that horse that runs, that endures, that leaps over obstacles. And you just feel like that donkey. A beast of burden. Maybe you feel like a burden. Maybe you just think, how could God ever use me? Man, I want to be used by God. I see other people being used by God. But I have faith for them, but having faith for me is hard. And so you get discouraged. And you hear things that sound exciting, but you decide not to try because you don't want to fail. Or maybe you've just got too many things that haunt you. And it's important to know the difference between our positional righteousness and our before God as judge and our walk before our Father in heaven and how we relate to God in those relationships. And that's another sermon someday. But if you're feeling like that donkey today, you just feel like God could never use you, man, I got some good news. I'm here to bring good news. The wisdom that comes from above is at first peaceable, easily entreated, full of good fruits, without hypocrisy. It brings life. I want God to give you some life today. I want you to feast from His table today. I want you to find some goodness inside that's going to bind what was broken and start and kindle a fire in your breast for what God can do with you. Amen. I hope by the time you walk out of here, you are ablaze with fire. I mean smoke filling the place. The fragrance of a sweet offering unto God. Praise God. If you've ever felt like that way, or if you feel that way now, or if you have full of doubt as to how God could possibly use you after where you've been or who you are or whatever all those things are, donkeys, I got some good news for you. You're in good company. You're in good company. We're going to take a look. We're moving through. We're almost through the Gospel of Mark, and I'm just excited. Man, where are we going to go from there? I'm just like asking God, what do you want to do? There's so much more than we've seen yet, Sarah. Oh, hallelujah. It was so cool, man. We went to this conference in Pennsylvania in a place called Harrisburg. And we keep seeing these signs for this college out there, Messiah College. And we're like, oh, this is where Sarah's aiming for, man. That would be so cool. Because it's beautiful up there. And the young people are on fire up there for God, man. Them guys got fire in their bones. It was awesome. So, anyway. But if you're a donkey, you're in good company, I got some good news for you. Let's go check it out in the Gospel of Mark. Amen? Mark chapter 11. Let's peel this thing wide open. My printer is out of green, so I'm going to have to read it off of there. First, I got to have some of Gus's ice water. You know, when I drink this on tape, this lapel mic records it going down my throat. It's so wild when you hear it, play back. It's like... That's why I keep the mic here. Oh. Mark 11, starting at verse 1. Now, when they drew near to Jerusalem, to Bethphage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, and he said to them, go into the village opposite you, and as soon as you have entered it, you will find a colt tied on which no one has sat. Loose it and bring it. And if anyone says to you, why are you doing this? Say, the Lord has need of it. And immediately he will send it here. So they went their way. And they found the colt tied by the door outside on the street. And they loosed it. But some of those who were some of those who stood there said to them, what are you doing, loosing the colt? And they spoke to them just as Jesus had commanded. So they let them go. Then they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their clothes on it. And he sat on it. And many spread their clothes on the road. Others cut down leafy branches from the trees and spread them on the road. Then those who went before and those who followed cried out, saying, Hosanna! Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the kingdom of our father David that comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Let it come.